Chapter 3 Lord and Lady Wadsworth.
My life at Mr. Gordon's is happy, but things are changing. The mistress is ill, and the master is sad and worried. Dr. White comes here often and says,
Mrs. Gordon must go to a warm country for 2 or 3 years. Then perhaps she can get better.
Everyone is sad because we must soon say goodbye. One day, Jessie and Flora come to the stable.
Goodbye, dear Merrylegs,
they say.
Thank you for all the wonderful rides.
They hug him like an old friend.
Don't be sad, Merrylegs,
says Jessie.
Father is selling you to the old vicar. He is a kind man and loves horses.
Then the master comes to the stable and talks to Ginger and me.
I'm selling you to Lord Wadsworth. He's a good man and lives in the country. Goodbye, Black Beauty and Ginger.
He pats us on the neck for a long time. I cannot say goodbye, so I put my nose in his hand. Ginger and I are very sad to leave our master and our stable. But this is the life of a horse. Lord Wadsworth has a beautiful house with a green meadow and big stables. John and our new coachman, Mr. York, take us to our stalls. He looks at us carefully and says,
They look like very good horses, Mr. Manley. What can you tell me about them?
Black Beauty is gentle and wise and always does his best,
says John.
He is also very fast. Ginger's a good horse too, but sometimes she's nervous.
Do they wear the bearing rein?
Asks Mr. York.
No, they don't,
says John.
Well,
says Mr. York,
here they must wear it. The Lord and I like a soft rein, but Lady Wadsworth wants the bearing rein. The horses must keep their heads high.
Horses don't like it,
says John.
It's very uncomfortable, and it hurts their head and neck.
You're right,
says Mr. York.
But the lady isn't kind.
I do not know what a bearing rein is, but it sounds terrible. The next day, Ginger and I pull the lady's carriage, and we must wear it. It is very uncomfortable because we cannot put our heads down. It is a cruel thing for a horse.
I hate the bearing rein,
says Ginger one evening.
My head, neck and mouth hurt terribly. People don't wear it, so they can't understand.
I hate it too, I say. But what can a poor horse do?
We can do nothing, Beauty,
says Ginger sadly. We wear the bearing rein every day. The lady comes down the stairs in a beautiful dress and says,
York, take me to the Duchess of Barstow, and I want the horses' heads high, very high.
She gets into the carriage and sits down. York prepares Ginger and me. He comes to me first and pulls the bearing rein. It feels terrible. Then he goes to Ginger and does the same. Ginger gets angry and starts kicking wildly. York falls to the ground and the lady in the carriage screams. Two grooms come from the stable and take poor Ginger away. She does not ride with me anymore. The master uses her for the hunts because she is fast. My new carriage partner is Max. a quiet, grey horse. I think about my old home a lot. Here, I have food and a clean stall, but I don't have a lot of friends. York is a good man, but he is not my friend.